definitely had to pitch through some soft contact, some ground balls that just ended up as singles, but he didn't speed up. He continued to, I mean, everything seemed slow to him out there, and got out of it. I mean, the play that ended that game, it just shows Arenado's he's unbelievable over there. That was a great way to end that game.
JoJo's had a lot of usage. It seems like a guy who just wants to pitch.
Yeah, he does. He'll take the ball. He likes being out there. Yeah, we've used him quite a bit. Tomorrow's a day off. He'll be able to rest and then go back at it, but he's done a really nice job.
As Steven has sort of strung these together here now, really good indication, it seems, for you. This is the pitcher he is. Now the guy's trying to get back to you. This is the guy he is for you.
Yeah, I think he's put it together where we're not saying, let's see if he can repeat it. This is who we were hoping to see all the way through. So he's done a nice job. It looks different, but he's holding it. This is who Matt is. But he did a really nice job. A lot of pitches for strikes today. Had all of them working. Kept the guys off balance. Gave us six. So, yeah.
From a staff perspective, how important is it to have a guy that you know you have in the rotation who you can lean on? Like, you've had those guys over the years, and now Steven's kind of stepped up into that a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly what's needed. You need several of those. But he's doing his job, and he's doing a really nice job. So,
we talk a lot about Steven Matz and his changeup, but maybe equally, if not more important, is that sinker. For him to be able to stay out or below the zone, not up in it, how much of a change is that for the results that he's seen from the beginning of the year?
It's keeping guys sped up with it. It's a really good pitch. He can pitch at the bottom of the zone with it. He can get some swing and miss at the top of the zone with it. The games that he gets a lot of swing and miss, it's up top. But today he was able to steal a lot of strikes with the curveball, and he had that going for him, and then mixed the other two well enough to get through six. But yeah,
Tommy showed a little muscle today.
Yeah, Tommy's. I mean, from the right side, he can slug. He's got some pop from that side, and today was a great example of that.
What have you seen? Sort of just a difference, I guess, with coming off the wrist thing, just how different that was compared to maybe just before he went on the IL with that, like as far as just the power he's got in this swing?
No, we've seen it before. I mean, especially from the right side. This is a guy that drives the baseball well against left-handed pitching, and he's continuing to work from the left side. You saw him run into a couple from the left side recently, but no, from the right side, he's pretty powerful.